104.9 Star FM's
Tom and Ollie. Let's go. Hey.
Star FM's Tom and Ollie.
The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
Tom, you're probably wondering about the cricket and the results of the test, Australia versus South Africa.
Ollie, I've been told to be good about the cricket. I've been told to be nice about the cricket. I've been told to support the cricket because, yes, it's on the best channel, Channel 9. You can see it in HD on Channel 50 on your remote control. I'm supposed to be positive about it, but I just can't be. I don't like cricket.
First test of the summer's going on right now, Tom. Oh. Get excited. Australia versus South Africa, also known as the...
Proteas.
That's right. Look who's learning. Mm. Well done. Not looking good, though. The fifth day is about to start at the Wacker. The Wacker in Western Australia, and Australia is looking like they're probably going to lose. We've got a huge total to chase down, and Tom, don't yawn. I don't yawn during your segments. That is just rude. Australia has a big total to chase down in the last day. It's not very likely. There were some great efforts in the field from South Africa, from the Proteas.
Can I make
check
this,
out the highlights?
Can I just make this a little bit more exciting?
I'm almost done, but yeah, go.
DJ Otzi makes everything better, Ollie.
Check out the final day of the test on Channel 9, number 5 on your remote.
Or in HD on Channel 50.
Yes.
Hey, baby. Get running out.
Quiet, please.
I want to know.
Quiet, please.
If you'll be my girl.
Bowler's about to bowl.
DJ
quiet, please.
Otzi, so much better. On top of the world, Imagine Dragons on the board of Star FM with Tom and Ollie. We've got R&B battles coming up in about 10 minutes' time, so make sure you register at starfm.com.au if you want your last tickets to R&B Fridays Live.
Are we going to announce that? Surely we're going to announce
that? Well, it was announced last week.
Was it? Okay.
You weren't listening to the station?
I just thought that was one of the third announcements we had because we were talking up.
No, we were talking about two announcements.
Okay. Yep. All right, so that's been done, has it?
Yep. Do you want to just recap them so that you know what's happening on the station?
Robbie Williams is playing at the World Famous Rooftop
pretty
soon, about 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
We've got tickets for you to get there.
Yeah. And where do we go for that?
1049starfm.com.au.
Great.
Obviously, always.
Mm-hmm.
City to City. We've launched that.
Yeah.
That is the fun run / walk that we're involved with, raising funds for the maternity ward and special care unit.
And where can you go to register for that?
CityCity.com.au.
Nope. No. Where can you go to register
1049starfm.com.au.
Correct.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's for registration and event info.
So everything is at our website, basically.
Yeah, and what's the other one that you didn't know had already been announced that was on the station all last week from about Wednesday?
All right. Well, I wasn't here. So.
Yes, you were.
R&B Fridays Live, R&B Battles.
And what's that?
The final ticket release. You can win them on this station doing battles.
And who is playing at R&B Fridays Live?
Oh, mate, this is obvious. Yeah. Nelly.
Yeah.
TLC.
Yeah.
Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah.
Big Man. Big Man Bobby. All the big names.
Big Man Bobby.
Head to 1049starfm.com.au to register interest for Big Man Bobby. I got beef with my housemate, Tom. Justin.
What's new?
Justin. I know this is a regular story, regular tale, but this is the issue. And look, 13, 12, 16, get involved. Does your man not flush the toilet? Justin, why do you persist in leaving your number ones in the toilet? There is a flush for a reason. It is gross.
He goes by the mantra of, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
He seems to, yeah. He does flush the twos, thank God.
I used to subscribe to this theory only until I found the backyard.
Oh, really?
Well, I always think that if it is yellow, it's like, well,
oh, it's gross. Don't leave it in there.
Yeah, I understand that. But also, if you live by yourself, it's not a big issue. If you've got housemates, I can see how it would be a bad thing.
It is an affront to the system to walk in and go, oh, that's just a bowl of yellow stuff.
Oh, God, he needs to drink more water.
And it would stain the bowl, I imagine. That's how potent this is, I reckon.
Jeez, what is he doing?
I don't know. He drinks too much coffee. He works at a cafe at Musette. So if you see him, tell him to flush the toilet at Musette, by the way. But 13, 12, 16, does your man not flush the toilet? Do you have the same issue? Is he a bit of a let it mellow if it's yellow kind of guy?
Is he so good for the environment, he's just not flushing?
It's gross, though.
Do you think that's what he's doing, it to save the environment?
I think he's lazy. I think he's just lazy.
Okay. 13, 12, 16, does your man not flush the toilet?
If you're heading to Musette this morning to get a coffee near the train station, make sure you ask the barista who wears the silly shirts, looks like Rick Astley. He's the barista. Why he's not flushing the toilet? Because he's my housemate, Justin. He doesn't flush the toilet often after number one. He leaves the yellow to mellow. And I am not about this. I'm not okay with this, Tom.
A subscriber of if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. For environmental reasons, it's usually been done, Ollie. I usually just go in the backyard.
Oh, I love a backyard whiz.
Yeah.
It's great. But 13, 12, 16, does your man not flush the toilet? Or it could be a lady as well. I don't know why I assume that men do it, but it's a bit of a man, gross man thing to do, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Lisa from Albury, do you do this?
Yeah, I'm guilty of it, guys. Okay. Most definitely.
Are you subscribed to the yellow is mellow is yellow kind of thing?
It's only during the night. So if I get up during the night, I sort of go, well, it's only number one, so I'll get to it in the morning and I won't wake everybody up like flushing the toilet.
Yeah, no,
but usually the other half gets up before me and he goes in there and I get the big holler. Lisa!
No, Lisa, I think that's fine in the middle of the night. I don't think anybody's, you know, chastising you for doing that in the middle of the night.
But the smell still applies.
Well, that's probably what I get hollered at, I suppose. Maybe. I don't know. If I get in there before him and flush it, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, I agree, Lisa. I think it's easier for people who do live alone and maybe not with a partner or anything.
I know what Lisa's thinking, though. Like, when you're up and it's dead quiet you're flushing seems like the loudest thing in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you actually are asleep, a flush doesn't wake you up, does it? Like, I've never been woken up by a flush.
No, that's true. 13, 12, 16, we've got Reen from Cora. Good morning, Reen.
Good morning.
How you been?
I'm fine, yourself?
Yeah, we haven't spoken to you for a while. Rain,
does your man not flush the toilet with the number one?
Yeah. It's like where you go, and it looks like a little submarine running around the toilet bowl.
Oh, that's not a number one, that's a number two. What's your husband's name again?
Terry.
Terry. Terrible, yeah. Terry.
His nickname's Pizzle.
Pizzle?
Yeah, do you know what that is?
No. Like a wee?
His father was a shearer. It's what they shear around on a sheep.
Oh, the pizzle.
The doodle.
Oh, right. You avoid the pizzle. So Terry's not flushing. What's the deal with that?
He doesn't check.
Do you chastise him? Do you get into him?
I have got toilet duck. I have got two toilets with brushes. And I tell him, can you check the toilet when you leave it?
Yeah. And what does he say? Oh, right. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It doesn't always happen, but when you got someone leaving their undies and powder behind the door, you get used to these things.
Yeah, well, married life, you know.
But does he flush after a number one, though, Reen? I mean, that's the question.
He flushes, but he doesn't always check that he pushes the right button.
Yeah, not enough strength in the flush.
But a number one, though, Reen, a number one, not a number two, a number one. Does he
number
flush?
One.
Does he flush after
no,
a number
Reen's
one?
No, what Reen's saying is he's flushing, but it's not strong enough to get rid of the deposit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think she's still talking about number twos. Reen, we're talking about number ones. Does it get rid of all of the number ones?
Yeah. No, sometimes that's sort of hanging around too. I've got to tell him all the time, please check the bowl.
He must be a big guy, I guess.
Is Pizzle a big guy?
Well, he's medium.
Medium.
Medium-sized guy. A bit like Tom. Yeah, okay. Well, there you go.
Thanks, Reen.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Always love a chat.
All right.
Bye. See you, mate. Bye. Ollie, I've asked you for 30 seconds of air time at the moment, of radio time.
Mm. In the plan, it just says that Tom needs some time.
Well, I've ever since we sent someone to Vegas to go see Britney Spears live, and we've had the old school album out with all the slamming hits and stuff.
She went to Vegas, yeah.
You played a Britney game with me, and I had to sing the lyrics of the Britney songs because I used to play Britney's dance beat on
PlayStation
2.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
No, it was my sister's.
Okay, but you played it a lot.
And I've just been at pains internally, and I just wanted to do the song justice, because you tested me on the song I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, right?
Yeah,
Ever since then, I've just really wanted to perform it and do it well.
Because you got the question wrong.
I got it wrong.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, I just want to give it a shot.
Oh, mate, of course. Okay, so the stage is yours if you want to take it away.
And I've decided not to go with the backing track, so...
All right, I'll just sit back, should I?
Just 30 seconds is all I need.
Oh, as long as you want, mate.
I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman. All I need is time.
moment that is mine while I'm between. I'm not a girl. There is no...
Tom, it's okay. It's okay. Keep it together.
There is no need to protect me. It's time that I learn to face up to this on my own.
That's lovely, Tom. That's so nice.
Thanks for letting me do that all.
Do you feel better now?
Way better.
Yeah, so, well, I'm glad we could give you that stage, you know, and it's great. That was beautiful.
10 minutes time. Oops, you weren't meant to say that.
Tuesday morning means the Fountain of Ideas opens, the segment to rival Tom's Thursday segment, which is, of course, Ideas Bonanza. Older, but not as good. This is newer, fresher. The Fountain of Ideas opens right now.
Ollie's Fountain of Ideas.
Oh, God.
Tom's Ideas Bonanza famously brought the worst segment to radio 2 weeks ago.
But famously also has several segments that are still what's of the show.
Up and down, you could say, Ideas Bonanza is. Fountain of Ideas is consistent, and today I have...
What are you piddling across the border this week?
The fountain's overflowing with so many ideas. And
No, it's not. Today, yeah.
I bring an idea... I guess I was inspired by the fact that you're a bit power-hungry, Tom, particularly when it comes to a certain segment we've been playing, which is Harvey Norman's Secret Sound, or the old Tom and Ollie's Old School Secret Sound.
Yeah, great. So you don't even know the branding of the segment.
Tom and Ollie's Old School Secret Sound, brought to you by Harvey Norman. Check out their easy payments in store, etc. You know, you bang on about it because you love the power and that's your thing. So you're like, I know what it is. No one else knows except me and Dave.
Can I jump in here? Is Fountain of Ideas supposed to be bringing fresh, new ideas?
Yep, it is. Because this is a brand new segment that you wouldn't have thought of because you're...
I can see the title of it on the screen here.
Yeah, because so you're probably excited. You wouldn't have thought of it because your brain is the size of a pea.
Oh, God.
That's right. Take a listen to this one.
Ollie's Secret Sound.
Oh, what could it be?
Oh, what is it?
Okay, this is literally a rip-off.
Music prizes up for grabs.
Of what we do after 7:30, which is Tom and Ollie's Old School Secret Sound, with $260 of Harvey Norman cash up for grabs.
Music packs up for grabs. I have a music pack that you can win. It's a pack of CDs. Some are current, some are new, some are old. The variety is definitely there when it comes to my music packs. But the Secret Sound is quite simple, Tom. You know how it works, because you love to lord over the power of it.
Yeah, sure.
This time, I know the sound and you don't. You won't guess it. 13, 12, 16, though, if you reckon you know what this sound is, take a listen and give me a buzz on 13, 12, 16 if you know.
It's quiet. It
ramps up.
Okay, well, I know that.
What is that sound?
It's long.
It is long, because all good sounds are long. So... if you know what that sound is, Tom's probably got no idea. Have a listen again.
It's definitely the photocopier at work.
It's tough, isn't it? It's not easy. It's the photocopier, you think, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I can say this. You're wrong. It's not the photocopier. Idiot. 13, 12, 16. Do you want a music pack? Can you guess Ollie's secret sound?
You've already got calls going through.
Tom can't.
You want to take one of them?
Nope. Okay. After this.
All right. Sweet. If you've just caught up, we'll get to you in a tick. 13, 12, 16. If you want to have a guess at Ollie's...
not new school. New school secret sound.
Demons. Imagine dragons. Let's start again with Tom and Ollie. The old school secret sound coming up in half an hour's time. No, actually, less than that. About 20 minutes. $260 of Harvey Norman cash up for grabs in that secret sound.
Oh, the old school secret sound. The boring one where Tom gets all power hungry and goes crazy. Stuff that. It's all about the new sound.
Take advantage of Harvey Norman's easy payment options in store now, Barilla Road,
no,
Albury.
Shut up, Tom. It's not about you. This is Fountain of Ideas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you just take a back seat for once? Control freak over here. God, we're doing Fountain of Ideas.
No, I haven't got the fountain.
Okay, fine. We're doing Ollie's
fountain. I'm going to play the fountain and then the...
Yeah, sure. Ollie's fountain of ideas idea is this.
Ollie's secret sound.
Oh, what could it be?
Is that you?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, what could it be?
Voice actor.
Oh, the first time you've ever been able to do any voice acting.
Oh, the first time Tom's been able to shut up for once because he can't let go of the power of secret sound.
Can I just clear something up here? So we have old school secret sound coming up in 20 minutes time, yet you deciding that you're doing secret sound now, not with cash, but with...
Music packs, CDs. Everyone loves music. Right. That's why radio is a hit.
So essentially, we're going to be, this morning, we're going to be doing an hour's worth of secret sound on this.
Oh,
on
God, how's your maths, Tom? From 7:10 to 7:45. That's 35 minutes, my friend.
Still a lot of time.
This is why you're only trusted. To speak like a robot when it comes to secret sound. We have guesses coming in left, right, and center. Let's do the sound one more time. We'll ask Chris from Wodonga if he can guess this sound.
How are we, boys?
Good, Chris. Have a listen.
Is it a printer? Printer protocol.
Is it a printer? Chris, great guess. I'm going to chuck you on hold. I'm not going to confirm if you're right or not. I just want to get...
This is not the way the secret sound works.
Well, this is how my sound works. Because I know the answer and no one else does. Matt from Holbrook on line 2. What do you think this sound is?
Photocopier.
Photocopier. I can confirm, Matt, that photocopier
so bad.
Is not the right answer. I'm therefore going to go back to Chris.
Hang on, do you want to go to Daniel at all?
No, because he had the same answer.
Daniel, what answer did you have, mate?
Daniel?
Yeah, here you go, lad.
Yeah, good, what answer did you have?
Oh, I've got the correct answer, mate.
What is it?
It's pretty obvious, mate. It's a train.
It is not a train, Daniel. He's changed his answer, and I admire his ingenuity. But Chris from Wodonga, you said printer?
Yes.
Let's take a listen.
It's taking way too long.
Chris, I can confirm that is the sound of a bloody printer printing out some paper. You've won it.
Awesome.
Woohoo! Well done, Chris.
Cheers.
Photocopier was close, but no cigar. So...
Yeah, but a photocopier prints, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. No, but no, it doesn't.
But where did you record the sound?
In the office.
Yep, and...
What was it at the time? Someone had clicked print, and it was printing.
Yes, but what was the object?
It was a printer.
But what was the object that you were recording?
A printer?
Yeah, but was it a photocopier?
Well, it has that function.
Okay,
but
Matt, I'd be asking for a music pack as well, buddy.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
no.
Because the photocopier is a printer...
Sorry, when you do a secret sound, you don't ask, oh, what's the object? You say, what's the sound? And that was the sound of a printer printing.
No, it was the sound of a photocopier printing.
I saw someone click print.
A photocopier printing.
No, it's my segment. Tom, don't you try and take the power back from me. It's my segment. And Chris from Wodonga is the sole winner. It'd be a good news, though, but a great local news. Mm. The Doodle Cooma Arms lives on.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty fun. Yeah! You're, of course, aware of the Doodle Cooma Arms.
Oh, I know a lot about the Doodle.
Which is, of course, in...
No. I've got it.
Starts with H.
Ah, yeah, Henty.
That's right. Well done, Tom.
Thanks.
The pub that was on the market for a long time and was unable to sell.
Yeah.
The owner is pleased to announce that they've found a new buyer.
Oh, cool, because they were struggling for a while there. They couldn't get someone together. They were thinking about having a community-owned pub.
They had a lot of options on the table, but none of them were really very good options. No. They weren't very viable.
They just wanted that
like
private buyer.
Community pub. Yeah, I'll run it today and you run it tomorrow. That's not going to work, is it? Give it a week. It's like, I'd rather have a drink than work.
Oh, can we change the seating here, like the arrangement of the seating? Oh, we'll have to go to the board.
Yeah.
The council board and then we'll figure it out and then we'll get back to you.
I just want to pay for it yourself. So they have actually found a genuine private owner, I guess.
That's awesome.
They reached an agreement with the new owners. The hotel will begin trading again at 11 a.m. Thursday. The guy who has sold it said that he was sort of just letting things peter out a bit.
So
he'd let the stock run really low.
Oh, you would.
And he's now, but he now has to restock it because he's got to keep running the pub for another 2 months or so.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's annoying.
But great news. I mean, if you're in Henty, this would mean a lot, I'm sure, because, you know, a town pub, it's just the heart and soul.
Oh, I've been in a doodle coma before. I've been into the doodle coma before.
I don't think that's what you meant. I think your mind wandered, didn't you?
I don't know what
you went to those late night party clubs you go to in the big cities.
Eh?
A doodle coma. Wow. What a phrase.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for your support.
Just knocked out. Weren't you just knocked out, weren't you?
1-2.
Physically. Yes, the 1-2.
The City to City, the Hume Bank City to City Run Walk is happening in 2017. I've been talking a bit about it and the fact that the maternity ward is getting funds for next year. Last year, or the start of this year, $110,000 was raised for the mental health ward, or mental health services. So this time, it's all going towards the babies.
Hopefully, another big figure can be hauled in for that.
Trying to get 5,000 participants as well, Ollie. So make sure you head to starfm.com.au for event and registration info. So start registering, because it's open.
Yeah. We spoke to a nurse yesterday who worked in that very ward.
Mm.
I forget her name, Tom. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was Brianna.
Brianna said that, of course, these funds would be very valuable to us. They would do a lot. And, of course, babies are a big part of the maternity ward. And you kind of said, look, I'm an uncle. Well, I'm about to be an uncle.
Yeah.
My sister, Jessie. Good on Jessie. She's pregnant. Very exciting for you, for your family.
Don't say good on Jessie.
Good on you. Good on the family.
No.
Good on the Bainbridge family.
Yep.
And how exciting, except for the fact that you think babies are a bit ill.
Well, I just think they're a bit ill. I just think they're a bit, you know, all babies kind of look
the same.
You reckon
they're samey? I actually do reckon they're gross. I think
so you actually think that the babies
when
are
they
gross.
Come out, they look like
when have you seen
red, sort of glowing, no. slimy freak shows.
Oh my God.
That is my honest, blunt opinion. And I know that I haven't seen a whole lot, but I've seen a couple. I've had a few, my time.
Where have you snuck in the...
I don't know. You see them in movies as well, you know. Alien vs. Predator. Oh, that was gross. No, that actually wasn't Alien. Babies, they look a bit funny.
We did ask a question, are babies gross or do you love babies yesterday? And Patrick gave us a call.
I love them. They're very cute. Yeah. But as soon as they do a poo, I'll vomit.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Do you have a sibling, a brother or sister?
Yeah, I have a baby sister.
Yeah, and have you actually literally vomited, Patrick, when you've seen a poo?
Yeah, I did have gastro at the time, though, so that helped.
That may help,
that'll
Patrick.
Get things moving. Patrick, do you often do you help your mum out with the changing of the nappy, or do you steer clear?
I run away, but Dad tries to throw the nappies at me.
So. Oh, it pranks the dad.
Yeah.
Oh,
good on
Pat.
You, Dad. Thanks, Pat. Also, Riley Rose Harper, after all this, been talking in the office, getting a bit clucky as well.
Has she?
Oh, I'd love a baby.
Oh, of course.
I would love one.
She would love babies, wouldn't she? Well, she loves everything, so she'd love babies even more. In local news, congrats to Anna Speedy, who has been re-elected as mayor. In a vote to 4-3, she took it out.
We love Anna.
So she is now the Wodonga mayor again. Page 3 of the Border Mail, though, is dedicated to the Wodonga council elections.
Okay, that's good.
And as you'd expect, you know, a big picture of Anna, a big article about Anna. But on the side of page 3, to the right, is a sort of a thin strip
article. Those ones. Yeah.
Which I think, you know, is almost as big a news, if not bigger news, than Anna being the mayor.
Okay, so this is in what page of the Border Mail?
Page 3.
Okay.
So, you know, pretty up front.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty close to the top. Huge. I just want to read a lot of the article, if not all of it, because I think it all deserves attention. And what it says is that new rep keen to keep his cap on. Got a picture of Danny Lowe. And the caption below Danny's mugshot, or his face, he's wearing a shirt and a cap. The cap's important.
Mm.
The caption says, new councillor will not be discarding his cap. Okay, so what's this about? So Danny Lowe's been elected to council.
Was it a slow news day or something, Border Mail? Why are we writing a whole article about someone wearing a hat?
No, Tom, is it big news? Well, let's read on. What's this all about? Here we go. Danny Lowe won't phase out the cap from his everyday attire following his election as Wodonga councillor. There we go. Okay, interesting. Who is Danny Lowe? Well, the manager at Albury's Wayne Ritchie's ski shop said he had no plans to retire the headwear. Well, I guess he's, you know, works at a ski shop, so...
No, skate, surf, ski.
All that stuff.
All that.
So, you know, a cap...
Well, he's repping his brand,
Well, you can
it.
See him here. He's got a black cap on. It's pretty cool.
Looking good.
You'd wear that, Tom. You're a hat guy at times.
Well, it seems like he's a hat guy as well.
Well, I mean, it does seem that way. If you read on, he definitely sounds like a hat guy. He's quoted as saying, I will be still wearing it because it's me. People recognise me with a hat, and it's who I am. Councillor Lowe said, it's how I dress. He goes on to say, it's how I dress. I don't need a suit and tie to make good decisions. Just a cap. Now, I added just a cap. Oh, he didn't say that. But that's the crux of it.
Yeah,
it,
sure.
It does go on. We're halfway.
God, are you joking?
No.
Are the Border Mail joking?
Councillor Lowe wore the hat as he was photographed by the Border Mail with other councillors at last week's declaration of the poll.
Obviously. I mean, he's a hat guy. You can't be seen
without the hat.
Well,
there's the photo. You know, and that's him wearing the hat. So, of course, we know he is wearing the hat. But, you know, will he keep it? That's the question. It sounds like he will, but we'll read on. However, he did not don the cap at Monday night's meeting to elect the mayor.
Who cares?
So when Anna got voted in as mayor, he wasn't wearing the hat. Instead, what was he wearing? The husband and father showed off a recent haircut. Head exposed. As he wore a blue suit with checkered shirt and tie. See, he said he doesn't need a shirt and tie to make good choices, but it seems like he did.
I mean, he was fooling them, wasn't he? He took the hat off at the important stages, and then all of a sudden he's got elected in, and he's like, and they're like, oh God, we've elected in a hat guy.
Well, Tom, if you're wondering whether he's going to keep wearing it, it sounds like it is. It says, it's the industry I work in, Councillor Lowe said when he asked why he wore the cap. You know, cool surfy clothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the article finishes off saying that Danny Lowe had said that some in the city had urged him to wear it as a symbol of individualism. So I look forward to more of the power that Danny sways in council, whether it's hat issues or non-hat issues.
Do you know that this was put up on Facebook, Ollie?
What has Facebook thought about it?
Hayden says, good on him. The summer's coming, and it's a great...
Got to slip, slop, slap and wear a hat.
It's great to see a local role model with, like, Danny being so sun smart. I think all councillors should take the same approach.
Oh, we'll see Anna Speedy in a cap from now on.
Exactly. Ollie, look, I know that we like to keep the mood quite up and fluffy and lovely at this time of the morning, but I asked you yesterday for 30 seconds of radio airtime because I don't think that when I was playing the Britney game that you gave to me to sing Britney lyrics, I don't think I did I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman justice.
Well, you thought you let yourself down when you got the question wrong about I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman, but you sung a lovely version to us yesterday. Look, it was raw. It was the a cappella, just vocals from you, no backing track. You did a great job.
No, it wasn't good enough. And that's why, can I have 30 more seconds, please, to just really give I'm Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman the respect and the performance that it deserves.
Okay, so you want to have another crack at it, do you?
Yes.
All right, Yeah, as long as this is it for you. Like this should be...
I just want to do it once more.
Because I think yesterday was actually fine, but if you really want to have another crack at it, like I'll give you the space right now and you go for it. Come on, Tom.
I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman. All I need is time. A moment that is mine. While I'm in between. I'm not a girl. Can you not cough, please?
So I wasn't coughing. Sorry. Go on. I'm so sorry. Go on.
There is no need to protect me. It's time that I learn to face up to this on my own.
That's great. That's awesome, Tom.
Is that better?
That's really good, man.
Thanks, man.
No, that was actually quite good.
Oh, I feel really good.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Because I think you did it justice.
I feel like I smashed it.
I think you did it justice.
I smashed
you
it.
You did. You killed that.
Oh, thanks, man. High fives.
Who knew you were such an emotive singer? Everyone else, I guess, I'm not sure what to say, but no, thanks for being there.
It's just me in the studio because Ollie's headed out this morning. As the American presidential election is underway over in the US, voting has started. So we'll find out the results of whether Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump will become president this afternoon around 3 o'clock. There's no doubt that it is big news this morning. You can't escape it. We know that it will change the world. But Ollie is out on the streets now. Good morning, Ollie.
Supporters out there.
Good morning, Ollie. Hello, Ollie.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, mate. Now, what are you dressed in? What are you doing here?
Well, buddy, I'm down at Dean and Kiwi Street. I'm dressed in my best Trump attire. I've got a ponytail. I've got a red hat. I got a Trump for President, Make America Great Again 2016 hoodie. I got a sign that says Vote Trump, and I couldn't feel more conflicted right now and more gross at my own being.
So what we want you to do, if you support Trump, we want you to honk for your support. However, if you don't like Trump, why not just yell out some abuse out the side of your car on the corner of Swift and Dean? That would be the best option.
Are you a fan of Trump or not? Oh, young lady, sorry? Yes or no? No. We got to know.
We got to know. Okay.
Well, okay. So, we got a Hillary fan? Okay, that's two. Two zip.
Okay, well, this is great.
So that's another... Yeah, I'm getting some abuse here. This is getting a bit freaky. Okay, keep the abuse coming. Vote Trump. Make America great again. He's the only man for us. The border.
If you see Ollie as a Trump supporter out on the streets, make sure you either yell abuse out at him or honk if you support
him. Make the border great again.
We need to find out
Trump.
Who's going to be winning this U.S.
election.
No, I'm
getting a shaking of the head. Okay, that looks like three zip.
Really?
Yeah, we got a couple of Trump fans back there or what? Oh, I'm getting a hell no. Oh, okay, I'm getting a hell no. I would have thought that maybe the post office would have been a bit more supportive, but apparently not.
Well, Ollie, the Trump supporter, you are on live now on Facebook. Just head to Star FM The Border on Facebook if you want to see this. Ollie, I might leave you down there for a little bit longer, mate.
Yeah, no worries, Tom. I'm going to stay here. Hey, by the way, it's all rigged. Whatever the outcome, I'm the winner.
What if you win, though?
I don't know why I'm speaking like I am Trump. I'm not Trump. I'm a Trump supporter. But if I win, then it's not rigged. It's legitimate. But if she wins, it's rigged and the FBI's done a stitch-up.
Yeah, we know the stories, mate. We got a call from Jason McManus, Ollie.
Okay, good morning, Jason.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Jason. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, mate, I'm just calling up and letting you guys know I'm heading out to the Henty Pub now.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard you guys talking earlier about the Doodle Kuma.
Mate, the Doodle Kuma, they've found a buyer, which is exciting news.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I've been out there, all the time, once every week kind of thing for a couple of decades.
Okay.
And I wanted Tom to come out with me and have a beer and we can talk about the Doodle Kuma.
Mate, I can talk about a doodle coma till the cows come home.
As Tom said before, yeah, he called it a doodle coma, which is, I think, something different, Jason. I'm not sure if you're up for a doodle coma, are you?
Yeah, I don't know what a doodle coma is.
You'd be up for it, though, wouldn't you, Jason?
As long as we could talk about it first.
Get some ground rules set.
Yeah, let's put some rules down, and as long as it doesn't get too touchy-feely, I think we should have the beer first.
Yeah, you never know. After a few beers, what might happen?
It'll all be consensual. Thanks, Jason.
No worries, mate. You guys have... I'll see you soon, Tom.
Yeah, see you soon, Jason. Well, we'll swap numbers off air.
Enjoy the doodle. Kuma.
We're very lucky to be joined by Sammy J. He's got a brand new show at Sammy J and Randyland coming to the Cube in Wodonga. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great to be with you.
Pleasure to have you, Sammy. Have you been to the border much before? Your show's coming December 1st, so in a couple of weeks. Were you excited? What's the deal?
I'm excited. The deal is we're pumped. This is a massive new show that Randy and I wrote at the start of the year. We started touring it nationally, then Randy got really sick. This is not a joke. He actually got sick. We had to cancel the whole tour.
Oh, God.
And so we've waited like 8 months to get the show back in order, and now we're kicking back our tour into Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, and we're starting the whole tour in Wodonga on the 1st of December, so we're beyond excited.
That's awesome.
When you say that Randy is sick, I actually am confused because I still don't know whether Randy is is a secret? Like, is he a puppet?
Yeah,
is he real?
No, he's the P word. He's a person. And in fact, him getting sick was the best thing that could have happened for my career because people realised I wasn't a ventriloquist, which is a very common...
Okay, so I thought you did control him.
No, I don't. Even my mum still thinks that. I mean, she'll see my show for an hour, our show, and I'll be standing on the other side of the stage singing harmonies with Randy. But no, Randy is his own person. In fact, as we speak, he's in London doing some solo shows. So we do stuff together, we do stuff apart. But this is This is probably our favourite show. It's really stupid. It's all about us.
I just thought you were super, really talented, borderline magic. You
know? No, I'm just riding Randy's purple coattails.
Yeah, good.
All the way to the bank.
Well, Albury Wodonga is actually quite close to your guys' hearts, isn't it?
It is. We had for anyone who watched our ABC sitcom Ricketts Lane, we had a reference to Albury Wodonga in every episode. And the show that we're speaking about, this sounds like I'm making it up just to sort of suck up to your listeners, but the opening song actually refers to Albury Wodonga, and that is not a line that we've
joked around. Is it a positive reference, or what is
the line is, you've heard the rumours, wait no longer, come on down to Albury Wodonga. Because that is where our fictitious theme park is set, because the show is all about us opening a theme park, but I want to call it Sammy J Land, and Randy wants to call it Randy Land, and the whole show is obviously the struggle, the power struggle that ensues.
That is fantastic. We're talking to Sammy J. He's got a brand new show coming to the Cube in Wodonga on Thursday, the 1st of December. Look, to be honest, Sammy J, we've actually got a bit of beef with you. Yeah, I don't know if you know it, but you went to the Peninsula School growing up, which is actually in the area from where I grew up. Now, that Peninsula School...
You guys friends then?
Well, no, it was a very prestigious school, Ollie, and I went to Drabana Secondary College.
Gross. The gross version?
Well, yeah, it was like the scummy public school version. So, Sammy J, I see you as a bit of a punce, really.
Bit of a punce? Well, look, you'd say that coming from Drabana Secondary, wouldn't you? All I will say is, look, I think the schools were very similar, it's just that we had much finer drugs at our school than you guys.
Look,
we had the really pure stuff. You know?
Yeah, great, A grade.
Yeah, look, I did hear the nickname going around for our school as Drug Mana. So...
Drug, well, tell you what, my school was called Peninsula School, and one of my favourite pranks they ever pulled was on our camp in year 10. We had all the class lined up in front of the school bus, and I quietly, for a big class photo, and I quietly arranged everyone in front of the bus in a specific formation, so that when the school publication went out, there it was, front page of the Penis School.
Oh, great.
Yes, yes. So the comedy started early for you, Sammy J. Good. That is absolutely fantastic.
Now, Sammy, the show you're bringing is a bit of a mixed bag. You've got a bunch of different musical and comedy acts and all that. I liked your Playground Politics series on ABC. Is there any politics in this political time we're in right now?
Look, there will be... Oh, actually, I can't... This is... I'm not allowed to say this, but here I am on air, so I'll say it anyway. There's going to be some cheeky Playground Politics coming up before Christmas. I really shouldn't say that. I'm in trouble. Oh, well.
Oh, no. ABC Secrets, is it?
Yeah, ABC Secrets. There may or may not be some cheeky Playground Politics at some point soon, but not in the show. Randy and I very much inhabit a fairly non-political world. The most political it gets is when Randy and I are arguing over whether the Sammy J mascot should have pants on or not.
It's another penis gag coming up in your show as well. Well, make sure you get down to it. It's at the Cube in Wodonga on Thursday, the 1st of December. Head to thecubewodonga.com.au for tickets. Sammy J, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, boys.
Just a quick one, Tom. I was just looking at you before, which was a nice change. And
where do you usually look?
I try and stare out the window.
Great.
But I looked at you and I thought, I've got to say, your mustache is looking lovely. Your mustache looks good. It suits you.
Thank you.
But you've done very well considering it's only the 10th of November. You've done very well with the mustache.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money have you raised so far?
For what?
For November. How much cash have you raised?
Okay, here's the thing,
Ollie. For charity, Tom.
I've told you several times, I am not doing Movember. I'm simply wearing a mustache.
Oh.
Not that I disagree with the message of Movember.
But just, oh, really? I thought that you were a good guy and everyone thinks that you're
No, I had the mustache before Movember, didn't I?
Oh, it's misleading, isn't it? Upsetting because people look at you and they go, oh, Tom's a good guy. How much money has he raised?
Okay. No, well, I'm not raising money for Movember. I'm raising money for the Albury Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund with our sexy deck.
That's a good thing.
Thanks.
But just to clarify, Movember, $0 raised. Yeah.
Yes, I haven't raised any money for Movember.
Ah, what a shame.
Riley Rose Harper is joining us as well, and we're urging you to go and register for the 2017 Hume Bank City to City Run / Walk. All the money is raised. I'm going to the Albury Wodonga Maternity Unit. Registration and event info at starfm.com.au. We've been talking about this for a few days now, Riley Rose Harper.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of days ago you said that babies were gross.
Well, I did say that.
Yeah.
I said some look gross.
And I just said all babies look the same as well. So.
Yeah, well, that's not true.
But you were getting all clucky, and then we started talking about the fact that, you know,
I'd be a better dad.
Well, Tom said he'd be a better father.
That I'd be a better dad.
Yeah. I said that I probably would be better than Tom, because he doesn't even like children.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. And I really don't know who would be the better dad, though. So I thought that actually maybe you could prove yourself.
Okay, well, this is concerning because you're hiding something behind a box.
No,
okay, what have you got here?
What is this?
All right, we got little baby Catherine.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, and the little baby, well, I don't know what this one's name is, actually.
Okay.
Okay,
so wow.
So Riley Rose Harper has revealed that two fake babies.
Yeah, so they're not real babies.
Oh, they actually make noise.
They do make noise, and you've got to give them attention, just like a normal baby. They cry. You have to hold them and you have to love them. You have to feed them. You have to burp them 20 minutes after that you've fed them. Just like a normal baby, you have to burp them for 20 minutes. So basically, you guys can work out who will be the better dad. And the babies actually will tell me who looked after, who was looked after the best.
Oh, these are the ones that they record how good, they actually record how good you are at parenting.
Yes, they do.
I'm shocked. And I'm annoyed, and I don't want to do it.
So that one's Tom's. Give it to Tom. Here you go.
I don't want to.
Don't put it. Don't hold it by the head. It's still.
Tom, you dropped your baby already.
Don't bang my
Tom's
baby.
Dropped his baby already.
Don't bang my baby on the desk.
I'm hugging. I'm going to hug mine just because.
God. You look. You guys look good with babies.
I've adopted mine clearly because mine has a very different color skin to me.
Well,
which is lovely. It's just not, we're not biological.
Feed
probably.
Doesn't work. Why can't I feed it?
Maybe it's not hungry. Oh, maybe you need to change its nappy.
Diaper change.
Maybe you need to give it a little bit of a rock.
Okay, what? This is like a day or something?
What's the deal?
No, I think you need to prove yourself. I mean, today, tomorrow, over the weekend.
Nah. Are you serious?
A little bit of next week, maybe.
Nah, just
I'll
tomorrow.
Do one day.
Yeah, just till tomorrow.
Come on. You serious?
Come on.
Fine. But
yeah,
why does mine say Tampa light is on?
I don't know.
Well, okay. They're very peaceful right now, so this is so far so good. But I am concerned about because they wake up and stuff.
They will cry during the night.
Oh, God,
are you serious?
So if they cry during the night, you have to get up and give them some love, or maybe feed them, or maybe change their nappy.
Well, I'm a better father than Tom, no doubt. Tom, you'll put yours in a cupboard and walk away. That's the kind of guy you are.
I wouldn't.
Not denying it. With the election of Donald Trump to the presidency happening last night, there is a broad spectrum of reactions emerging from the good to the bad to the ugly, of course. We're asking for your calls, by the way, on 13 12 16 if you have an opinion. We'd love to hear your thoughts. 13 12 16, that number again. Lucy has given us a call and we're going to hear from her. She's got some positive, excited attitudes to this Trump announcement. The other side of it is a great piece came from a CNN reporter, commentator. His name was Van Jones, Tom, and this is his opinion here.
It's hard to be a parent tonight for a lot of us. You tell your kids, don't be a bully. You tell your kids, don't be a bigot. You tell your kids, do your homework and be prepared. And then you have this outcome and you have people putting children to bed tonight. And they're afraid of breakfast. They're afraid of how do I explain this to my children?
CNN political reporter Van Jones there with some very, very interesting reflections on the Trump presidency.
Clearly emotional and close to tears if you see the video. He's pointing to the fact that Trump does all those things. He has been called a bully. He has been accused of not putting in his homework, being prepared, not being a bigot. That's the negative side of stuff. On the other side, some people are chuffed. And of course, the majority of Americans right now are chuffed. Lucy, you're in Albury, but you've got an American citizenship as well. How does that work, can I ask, first up? You were from there or you just can go there? What's the deal?
No, one of my parents is American, awesome. I've got a dual citizenship.
Oh, okay. Good passport to have as well, Lucy.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think about all this Trump being elected? Where do you stand?
Well, at first I was sceptic of Trump. I didn't think that, I thought that there were a lot of other Republicans better than him, but when it came down to him, he was the last choice and... Yeah. I have to accept that that was what the American people chose in the primaries. And I think that he's, first of all, I think that good thing about him is he ran because he cared. I mean, I don't really, besides Al Gore who ran back in 2000, there weren't many other billionaires who ran. I mean, they wouldn't want to waste their time. But Trump truly does care about the American people. He got bullied by the media, by everyone else. And it's because he cares, and he doesn't have ties to special interests, unlike Hillary Clinton. And so he ran because of what he believed in, and he reflects what the majority of the Americans believe in, which was showed in the American election.
Yeah. You don't think there's an element of just loving the showbiz and the limelight for him?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he already has he had the showbiz before that, and he still ran. So I think using that excuse is a bit poor.
Yeah, okay. And where do you think it's going to take America? Do you think it's going to be a positive change?
Well, look, how many America's in $20 trillion of debt at the moment? So anything he does, and if he follows through with any of his plans, which he will in his first 100 days, that is going to help America immensely. And, I mean, I know I should be respectful to Obama, but he had 8 years and he got us into double the debt. And I don't think 4 more years of that in Clinton is going to help.
I get the argument that Clinton didn't represent much difference from Obama and so was therefore pretty uninspiring.
How about all the outlandish things that Trump has said, though? Like things like he said that he'll be able to abolish a crime within, you know, instantly pretty much. How about those types of things? And yeah, the fact that he wants to build a wall. I mean, yeah, there's no... You don't actually think that he can build a wall, do you?
Yes, I do.
Really?
I do. Yes.
Lucy, really? Come on.
Yeah, people think that this, what he's doing is, you know, it's not right, it's not human, you shouldn't be kicking people out. Yeah. Do you agree with me on that? He's, you know, some people say that. But I think that what he is doing is he's indirectly helping the American people by kicking out those who didn't come through. There are thousands of Mexicans who came through legally, and it's unfair on them that their wages are being taken down from illegal immigrants coming
in. Even though his wife himself, she actually worked as an illegal immigrant before she even became an American citizen?
No, she didn't.
Wow, okay. Your parents would have voted Trump, or they are fans of Trump?
I can't speak for them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's cool. Well, look, it's fascinating stuff. Yeah, and look, awesome. I love the optimism. I'd love to think that, you know, a world where maybe he actually does make America great again, if that's a phrase we're using. Look, who knows, Lucy? Thanks for your thoughts.
That's all right. Thanks for having me.
This is really awesome. Thanks, Lucy. You're a champion. Yeah. Riley Rose Harper, you've been getting a bit clucky after we announced that the city-to-city run walk, the Hume Bank city-to-city run walk, is happening next year, and we're urging people to go register at starfm.com.au.
Because they're raising money for the maternity ward. That's the reason babies became a focus on the show. We're talking about babies looking the same, babies looking gross, babies being weird. And Riley, you kind of had a go at us, and you said, you guys just don't get babies.
So now you've given us fake babies to look after.
And their babies.
Live across the border on Star FM.
Yep, here it is. Take a listen.
It actually sounds like a baby sucking on a dummy or a pacifier.
Yeah, but it's a low battery noise.
Yeah. Look, I have given you fake babies, and the last couple of days, you know, they haven't been great.
The last 24 hours.
24 hours. I've noticed a few things. People at work have noticed that you've been mistreating your fake baby.
Not mistreating. I've been trying. It is difficult.
Have you been trying?
Of course. I took my own at least.
Well, Tom left his at work last night. You took yours home and locked it in the bathroom.
Well, it was making noises.
It spent most of the morning on the floor.
And Ollie was at Cafe Musette and it fell off the chair while he was gone to the toilet.
Well, I didn't see that happen, so I can't vouch for
started
that.
Started crying uncontrollably.
It's not looking good for either of you of who is the better dad out of you both. And I know you don't really listen to me much, but I did
Is there a final verdict or what?
Who's the better daddy?
Well, I've got someone on the phone that's going to tell you.
Mate, we're done with this. This is not... Yeah, we're not going to keep going with this. Going. It's done.
Do you have an answer for us? Who's the better dad?
No, I'm not convinced of either of you.
Right.
What?
To be honest.
That's
silly. It's done then.
But
well,
to be honest, honestly, you left yours at work, so...
Doesn't look good.
It's kind of leaning towards Ollie.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
But I do have someone on the phone that you might listen to, your ears might prick up to.
Okay, who we got here?
Who we got?
Hello, good morning.
Hey, guys, it's your work dad.
Brendo, we don't call you work dad, mate. That's weird.
You're not our daddy.
Please don't call me daddy.
You're Bossy Brendo. Why have you got Bossy Brendo on the phone?
Guys, look, I've had a bit of a chat with Riley Rose, and I've heard a couple of things from people in the workplace that you haven't done a very good job of looking after these babies, considering, you know, babies are a major focus of, you know, Hume Bank city to city, and that's where the money's going.
Well, we're not world's best dad, but they're still alive.
Well, you're definitely not getting a badge you can wear for World's Best Dad, I can tell you that much.
But, Brendo, I mean, it's not even worth it, mate. I mean, I'm just carrying around this plastic thing that I have to put keys in the back of. Give me a real baby and I'll try.
Well, you no, bloody hope
you I don't
would.
Think we're going to give you a real baby, but,
you'd forget about
are,
it.
You guys up, are you up for a challenge?
If there's a prize,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, Brendo, are they going to have to...
Because otherwise, this baby's getting dropped back in where it came from. Like, I won't drop it back.
Don't say
the word dropped.
Back.
Yeah. Okay, what if you had to look after your babies across the weekend?
Nah, well, that's not happening.
Hang on, listen to your daddy.
You're not our daddy, daddy.
What's the...
Between the two of you, whoever looks after their baby the best over the weekend, I will give... a paid paternity day.
Oh, like a day off?
A day off.
I love my baby. Your baby is...
Well, the one that's outside there.
Hey, but let me go get it.
You better go get your baby.
Tom's going to rush to get his baby. Brendo, when are we getting a day off? Like soon?
I will give you next Friday off.
Oof. Okay.
A Friday. God, that's good.
A Friday, weekend.
Oh, Brendo, look at my baby. It's sitting on my lap. It's very happy, Brendo.
What a
very
turnaround.
Happy baby.
What a turnaround.
All right, paternity leave, whoever's the best father. Is that what it is?
That's the way it is, but you got to look after it over the weekend.
Yeah, because we'll know if you
right,
don't look,
look at
after
me.
It.
My baby's loving being held by me.
Yeah.
He's nuzzling into my breast. He loves me, and I love him.
You do look really
Tom's
nice
baby's cold baby. From being outside for the last 8 hours.
You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM.
Check it out.
Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au.
Tom and Ollie on Star FM.
Tom and Ollie, weekdays 6 till 9 on Star FM.
And on Facey at Tom and Ollie.